Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our HubsWorks 5-Minute Interviews. I'm really happy about the success of the past couple of posts, and we're going to continue publishing this type of content for the foreseeable future, building the community. And today I have another wonderful guest on the other side of this Google meeting, and that is Derek Mwiti from Neural Magic. Hello, Derek. How are you?
Hey, Rick.
Are you doing well? I hope so.
I'm doing well, and you?
Yeah, fantastic. Very good. Derek, you're joining me from Nairobi in Kenya. Fantastic to see that place doesn't matter anymore, right? We can just have these types of conversations wherever and however. But many people might not know you yet, in spite of all the work that you've been publishing on the web around our industry. So would you mind introducing yourself? You know, who are you? What do you do? You know, give us a little bit of a summary there.
Sure, my name is Derek Mwiti. I'm based here in Nairobi, Kenya. I work as a machine learning developer advocate for a company called Neural Magic, and previously doing similar work for other companies. Just like the name suggests, Neural Magic helps companies and individuals to run deep learning and machine deep learning models faster, for example, on CPU. We're able to, for example, recently specify Llama 2 and run it on CPU. So we are about making it faster to run deep learning models on different types of hardware. For example, on low compute hardware, by reducing the precision of these models without impacting accuracy.
Very interesting. And you know, how do you get into this? You know, how do you get into the field? And you know, what's your background there? You know, was it, you know, accidental, or did you consciously choose to go into this field? Tell us a little bit more about that.
I think it was more of a path I followed, because I did mathematics and computer science, then majored in statistics, then started learning about data science and machine learning, and that's how I got started.
And then this is something that you've been doing for a couple of years now. It's something that you're really you know, you see your career in for the next foreseeable future. Is that right?
Yeah, something I've been doing now for a couple of years.
Fantastic. I've seen you've got a really big following online, you know, both on Twitter and on LinkedIn. So we'll definitely point people to that direction after this interview. But can you tell me a little bit about, you know, why you think this field is so interesting? You know, what do you like about it? And, you know, what makes you happy to be in this field every day and every morning, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting because we work with like the latest models in the space that are coming up. We get to work with new machine learning models every other day. So we are at the what they call bleeding edge of it. Like where we see it happening. We see ChatGPT, we see Bard, we see all these things happening right in front of our eyes, and get a chance to make a small contribution to them.
Yeah, fantastic. Is it mostly around large language models that you're currently working, or are there other types of machine learning models that you also think are really interesting and important?
We also do computer vision.
Okay.
Such as YOLO V5 and YOLO V8, but with a lot of focus now on large language models.
Any more structured data sources that you're working on, or is it mostly those semi-structured data sources?
So mostly image and text data.
Okay. Yeah, very cool. Very interesting field. I mean, there's so much happening there, right? It feels like every other day there's a huge new innovation and new functionality. I know that I've been using it every single day myself, you know, in my daily job. So it feels like it's a really, really burgeoning field, right?
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I wonder if you can kind of give us a little bit of a pointer towards some really interesting resources that you have been using. I think you've also got your own content, obviously, that we can read and work with. But are there any other things that you might want to recommend to people?
Yeah, like there are some accounts on Twitter I follow for daily news, for example, the Rundown AI.
Okay.
They're very good on latest news on Twitter and also newsletter. Mm-hmm. I also subscribe to the Alpha Signal, which also sends a very nice newsletter for deep learning and machine learning and what's currently happening.
Fantastic. Well, we'll share the links to those posts when we publish this interview as well. And then hopefully people can kind of expand their knowledge that way as well, right? That would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Great. Derek, thank you so much for taking the time. You know that we want to keep these interviews quite short and snappy. You know, we're not going to overly produce these, so we'll keep them quite short and full of content. So thank you again for taking the time. And I look forward to maybe one day meet you at a conference or something like that. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Derek. Have a nice day.
Thanks. Have a nice day.